I've just finished reading an article online about how everybody expects you to have everything under control, organized, sorted out, have all your ducks in a row, as it were, by the time you're 30. And the person writing the article was just saying, when did this happen? I mean, when did 30 become the de facto have everybody's shit together time? I mean, was it always the case? Did I just not know because I was the wrong side of 30? I mean, it seems a strange assumption to make. I mean, as the old saying goes, life is what happens to you when you're making other plans. And it's always the case. I mean, I think there's an argument to be made that there is no age whereupon you can have everything organized. I mean, up until the time I was 32, I'd never had a day's illness in my entire life, outside a cold or a sniffle or whatever. And then in the space of 3 or 4 years, I've nearly died on more than one occasion, lost my eyesight, and had 2 or 3 different machines installed in my brain. So how anyone can claim to have life under control when you never know what's going to be around the corner? I mean, there's always the social expectation of settling down and all the rest of it, but I mean, who's to say you'll meet the right person? I mean, of all the people I grew up with and all the people who got married at a young age, 90% of them are now divorced. So there's an argument to be made that you should try and find the right person for longer and not just try and settle down because you quote-unquote have to have your life sorted out. I mean, it's utterly absurd. But I think the expectation does more damage in a way than anything else. Anyway, I've always been disheartened by this kind of stuff. I mean, life is just life. You do the best you can and hope it goes as well as it can be expected to.